Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. We're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. Happy Friday, boo friends. But before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 500 plus episodes whenever you felt like tapping in. And I really appreciate that. So spring is here. Aries season is here. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I know that Christmas song talks about it's the most wonderful time of the year. That's false. It's actually Aries season. So shout out to my Aries Rams out there. Shout out to those who are not Rams but have decided to make spring their energetic new year. It's very important for me to lean into the season. I have not podcasted for a few days. When it comes to solstices and equinoxes, I normally like to give myself a little bit of grace, right? I like to give myself grace before the day it actually is to arrive. The actual day of the solstice or the equinox, for those who don't know, that's the day of winter, summer, autumn, or fall. Or spring. So basically any day where the season is officially supposed to start. I like to give myself some time to rest the day before, the day during, and then the day after, because a lot of times I experience a lot of shifts during those periods. And when I say shifts, I know it sounds very cliche, right? But when it comes to the shifts, I really mean that. Like, I really need to rest those days. Or there's something that pops up where I need to assess a little longer, or take a little bit longer, or make a decision on, or some things I need to just kind of sit still and acknowledge and give gratitude for and pray and things. So I really actually, like, I take a lot of effort into these days. So I do apologize for my podcasting absence, as I have been giving myself grace these last few days. But now I'm back. We back. So I'm going to do my weekly gratitude shout out episode. I did not do that on Wednesday. Again, grace. So I will definitely be doing that. But I do want to do a quick make peace with the day segment. And I told you I was going to bring it back. And today's make peace with the day segment is dedicated to the memory of Jessica Pettway. Jessica Pettway was a beauty influencer who was a mother of two children and a wife. And she died within the last few days. And what bothered me so much about how she passed away was that she was misdiagnosed with fibroids when it ended up being, if I remember correctly, stage 3 cervical cancer. And the reason why I am tying this into the Make Peace with the Day segment today is because I want my peoples out there. This is a universal message, regardless of how you identify within the gender binary, or even if you don't identify within the gender binary. But if you are a woman, you identify as a woman, you got you some, you know what I'm saying? You got some fibroids, or you got some situations with, you know, your ovaries, PCOS. Please, 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 as the homegirl who loves you and wants to see you live, I am begging you. If you know something ain't right, go get a second, third, fourth opinion. It pissed me off so bad. And that's probably another reason why I had to wait the podcast as well. It pissed me off so bad to see that the way Jessica Pettway left this earth was based on something that probably could have been treated much earlier had she been listened to and properly diagnosed the first time. It makes me sick to know how women are being treated, black women especially, in this country when it comes to healthcare disparity. So much technology out here. We could not have done an ultrasound. We couldn't have figured that out. We couldn't have done something else to avoid misdiagnosis. We couldn't have ran any additional tests. Anybody that's in the healthcare field, please reach out to me. I want an interview. If you deal with fibroids specifically, or issues that affect black women, or women like black women, Latina women, Hispanic women, Asian women, whatever it is, if you deal with those types of issues that are not necessarily the majority, please hit me up, because I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you on this podcast. I need to interview you. I want to know what your perspective is on these things, because I just don't understand how two children can lose their mama at a young age, how a husband can lose his wife because she wasn't diagnosed properly. So how can we use this to make peace with the day? Make peace with the day by getting another opinion. Please, 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 please. Ask. There's going to be times where you're going to be in the office and you're not going to feel right. You're going to feel like you weren't heard. You're going to feel like you weren't necessarily seen and that your concerns weren't validated. I know the power dynamic will make it seem like you aren't to do anything but accept it. No, go get another opinion. If the fourth opinion pops up and it's the same thing, okay, then it's a little different than one opinion. That's four. But at least you know you've asked around and this is still somewhat coming out to be the same thing, or it could be something completely different. Please, y'all, get another opinion if you don't feel right. If it don't feel right, go get another opinion. Please do not ignore your intuition. I'm not saying Jessica Pedway did or didn't, because we don't know. And even if she did or didn't, that's not my business to speak on that. But what I'm saying is for you, if you feel like something's not right, please get that second opinion. Pretty please. So that's my Make Peace with the Day segment. But going back to spring, for those of you who are on the fence about some of the thoughts that you may have been having or some of the things that you've been wanting to declutter in your life, now that spring is here, I want you to go ahead and take the action if you know you got to do it. Sometimes we prolong decisions that we need to make when it comes to how we navigate through our jobs or through other people or relationships or even our exes or, you know, just or even bad habits that we have. Sometimes we will still know we need to do it, but we won't do it because it's not the right time. And I can respect that, right? I'm always about going on your own time, but I just don't want you as the homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win now. I want to see you live and win. I want you to go ahead and stop using that as an excuse if you're using it as an excuse. And those that are using it as an excuse will know that they're using it as an excuse. Because when you know you're lying to yourself, everybody else might not be able to see it, but you know if you're lying to yourself, you know it. It's like, yeah, you right. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you might be able to front to everybody else, but once somebody calls you on it, they're like, yeah, you know you front on XYZ, right? You're like, yeah, you right. That's how you know you've been lying to yourself. So if you know you've been lying to yourself on a slick because you don't have anybody to hold yourself accountable, let me be the one to hold you accountable out of love. If you're lying to yourself, stop. Please stop. You're only hurting yourself and you're only cheating your experience. If you know the time is now, just make a small step towards now, boo friend. That's all you got to do. No need to lie to yourself. We grown. Like I told one of y'all uncles, we grown, baby. Don't need to lie. But yeah, I just wanted to put that on your all's heart today. We back. We back. We back. We back. We back. Now, even if I wasn't podcasting every day, y'all know I would more than likely go to a Monday, Wednesday, Friday format. If I were. But technically, Homegirl Thursday has to be a thing because I've been doing Homegirl Thursday since the very beginning. So I don't know. If I were to do a break, it would probably be like, yeah, 3 episodes minimum, 5 episodes max if it wasn't an everyday thing. So, you know, you can find me on the podcast airwaves a lot, clearly. So, you know, I'm not going anywhere. But if you don't hear from me, please don't be alarmed. It's probably because I'm giving myself grace and taking some space to recharge. I don't want to jump on mic and be out here just rambling, just for the sake of rambling and having something to put out. Like, that's just not cool to me. So I just wanted to put that on you all's calendar in case you're like, dang, I ain't heard from homegirl in a while. I'm good. I'm good, okay? I'm just giving myself a break so that I could come back with something of value to say, you know? I've never been the type to talk for the sake of talking. But since I am on here talking, it is Aries season and I got some things to ask for. It's my birthday season, okay? And I'm asking for support this year. I'm going to have a wish list depending on how much y'all want to support. But this, for starters, the free support, if you want to just support me for the free ski, for the $0.99, because it don't cost to do this. You can do 3 things for your girl if you want to. 4 things. Look them over here, adding stuff on. Check it out. This is what you can do. If you have not subscribed to the Spiritual Homegirl podcast, wherever you're listening to podcasts, I don't know what you're doing. Subscribe to the podcast. If you've done that, thank you, boo friend. Please leave a review. If you've done that, Thank you, boo friend. Please share with somebody you love. If you've done that, thanks again, boo friend. Please complete the podcast listener survey, which is the first link on my show notes of this here episode. If you've done that, thank you so much, boo friend. Have you signed up for my email list? Go ahead and sign up for my email list. It is the second link on my show notes underneath the first link, which is the podcast listener survey. If you've done that, thank you, boo friend. Please look at my YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube. It's on my show notes as well. And with that being said, I will catch y'all tomorrow. More likely, I'll probably catch y'all later on today, though, because I still have to do that podcast gratitude shout out. I forgot. We never too much, like, look, we never gonna take too much of a break to not give gratitude. We gonna still give the gratitude, okay? We gonna give it to you. So, matter of fact, I won't even catch y'all tomorrow. I'll catch y'all in a little bit because I still need to do that episode. So, with that being said, this has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast during Aries season, the most wonderful time of the year. Yes. It's my season. I'm about to act up. I always tell people I'm about to be insufferable in the best way. Okay? Celebration of life is so important. The energy of the new year is so important. Being able to bloom is so important. And when the sun is out, I come alive. I love it. I love it so much. But again, my name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself. And whatever you do, do it with love. Okay? Love y'all. Peace.